Hey, what's up? Cody Birch here. Welcome to a quick rebroadcast of one of my favorite episodes. I'm recording this quick introduction from a hotel in Los Angeles, and I can hear that I've almost lost my voice. I've been spending had a really crazy day today where I got to go volunteer and serve in a prison in Northern California, or I don't know where we are, Central California. And I have never been so tired in my life. And I'll tell you all about it next week when I'm full of energy. And it was really, really amazing. So I was going back through the archives, looking at different episodes that would be interesting to share again. And with an event on the horizon, and since I don't plan on doing this type of episode a lot where I'm rebroadcasting past episodes, I wanted to do something really special. So this is one of my favorite episodes I recorded probably mid last year, episode 77. And for those of you that's been listening for a while, if you're new to the show, this is about me building a business from scratch. And this episode was my realization that I've done it once before. When I was an employee of the last company I was at, we did it in about 12 months. And this episode, I talked about how we did that. What did we try? What worked? What didn't work? And it's a really interesting one to revisit and listen to. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I did the first time I recorded it back in the day. I'm really excited to tell you about this trip that I took this week. A few days ago, I got to experience something really amazing, kind of a really exclusive type experience. And the next day was serving people that were incarcerated. So lots of highs and lows this week. Been really amazing. And I'll be back next week with brand new, fresh episodes and fresh content. So thank you for checking out this episode, episode 77.
Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Birch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Want to know how I built my first seven-figure company from scratch? Today, I break down the ins and outs and lessons I learned as a founding member of a company that went from $0, no list, to about $1 million in a year. Hey, I'm your host, Cody Birch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build another seven-figure online business from scratch, my own business this time, or die trying. Hey, let's get started. All right. Well, this weekend, here is an update for you. I'm going to speak on one of my first talks ever as a public speaker with this new Red Anchor Marketing 1 hour funnel kind of situation. So last year, I spoke for the first time as an independent consultant, and it was a unique event. I was running the funnels for an event last summer, and they asked me to speak on digital marketing, and I didn't really know how to synthesize everything I knew about marketing into any kind of coherent workshop. And I had a half day. It was either 2 or 4 hours, I forget. So not a traditional 30-minute talk or 45-minute talk. I had about a half a day. And so I remember that not going fantastic. But this time I am running ads for an event. It is called the Gut Institute. It is this weekend in San Francisco. And really looking forward to it. And so I took over the ad account management to drive tons of traffic, to run video ads and event ads and registration ads and those types of things to get people to come to this event. And as part of that, the people that are coming to this event are learning how to grow their business. And I was also asked to speak on Facebook ads. So kind of a funny story. I spent the week preparing, getting a great PowerPoint together, running through it with members of my team and my family. And today I leave tomorrow for the event, or by the time you're hearing this, it'll be tonight. I leaped Friday night for the event, and I found out there is no projector, there is no screen, and this beautiful PowerPoint that I made. I love design and aesthetics, and I'm not going to get to actually use this PowerPoint. So once I am done recording this episode, I'm going to format that into a one-page handout and get that ready for the event this weekend. So we're looking forward to that. That's your update. I'm also made an investment in my business. As you know, I love to move fast in my business, and I don't want to take forever. And so I partner up with different coaches and masterminds and workshops and people that have done what I'm trying to do to move quickly. And so I invested in two things. One is another live event experience that's invitation only. And it's another one like mastermind talks that I went to, and that is happening early next year. And that was a solid investment that I had to really think about. Was the second biggest investment I made in my business. And then another investment into my business for a coach that is going to help me package the course and the group coaching and the offers that I have and help me turn that into something where they're all kind of connected. And also as part of that, I'll keep you updated, but there is saber rattling. There's rumbling. There's rumors that I'm going to be hosting my own live event in 2019 as a result of that coach and consultant that I hired that way. So super exciting stuff on the horizon for Red Anchor Marketing for 1 Hour Funnel. Excited to get to speak and share my message this weekend. And as I was preparing my talk, I realized I have never shared a story with you, the listeners of my podcast, about the other seven-figure business that I started. So this podcast is your front row seat to watching me build the seven-figure online business from scratch. And I've actually done it one time before. And I thought it would be worthwhile to take a minute and share that story with you. So here's how that goes. In my previous job, you know, I was there for 10 or 11 years, and our niche was marketing for a nonprofit. And that nonprofit was technically a speaking company where we would book them and on different stages. They would go speak, and then they would sell about a $5,000 program. Well, we got really good at this over the last 10 years, 11 years, and we were selling millions and millions of dollars every single year of selling these $5,000 programs. So we were in, you know, 2,000, 2,500, 2,200, 1,500, 1,800 sales a year at about $4,000 to $5,000 a pop, which was really great. That's not the seven-figure business because we were the sales consultants and we pulled a commission off of that. And there was a year where I think we made seven figures in commissions from doing that, but it wasn't, I mean, technically a seven-figure business. We had about 15 employees at the time. It was a different business. But through that, the point of me telling you that is as we were growing that company as a marketing company, and I was the VP of sales, COO type position. I forget what my title was. Titles are kind of irrelevant, especially in a super small business like that. And we transitioned away from that because people were asking us to help them scale their speaking business like we scaled that nonprofit. And in 2015, we started to make that transition where we wound down that relationship as a sales and marketing of the nonprofit. And we wound up our own speaker training consulting company that went through a few different names at the time. And then we landed on a name that would help people get their message out to people. And we started with a live event. That was the first thing we did. We sold nothing. We had no consulting, no coaching, no dollars come in. We just started with a live event. And we put a couple of different event prices out there. And the first event we did was in November 2015. We had about 43 people, if I recall correctly, come to this live event. But how did we fill it? We filled it with hustle and relationships. We didn't have any lists. And so I remember sitting down in our office one day, we put a blank whiteboard up on the wall, a huge whiteboard. And we literally asked ourselves, who do we know that might want to come to this event? And then we called them and said, hey, we have an event. Here's the dates. Here's the details. Come. And so of the 43 people, if I remember correctly, about half of the people didn't pay anything. We were just kind of begging people to show up at the event. We were going to make an offer. We didn't really quite know how to do that, but we were going to try to coach and consult people on a way that they could take our expertise and work closely with us and we could get them a similar result. And so that wound up with there being, again, about 40 people showed up. We made three different levels of an offer, a $5,000 package, a $12,000 package, and around an $18,000 package. I don't recall the details exactly, just kind of recollecting from my memory here. And we went from nothing, no list, nothing. We were begging people to come to this event, and we let a bunch of people in for free just to fill the room, make it feel full. And we offered something, and nobody bought the $5,000 and nobody bought the $12,000, but a lot of people bought the $18,000 offer. And by a lot, I mean either it was 10 to 12 people. So it was around a $200,000 take on that first ever event. And then we looked at each other. There's only four of us that work there. I was still in the operations marketing kind of VP type role. And I was a co-founder on, like, in theory. I wasn't technically a co-founder of the company. I didn't have any equity. I hadn't bought into the company. It was just still, I'd been there for a long time. And I was the operations and the marketing and the fulfillment and stuff like that, right? So we did this event. And we looked at each other and thought, well, this is legitimate now. People want to learn from us and we have a secret sauce that we can teach them. So the lesson that I learned by doing that first event in November 2015, almost 3 years ago, is that you don't have to have a big list to get a big event. If you have the right charisma and the right connections and make the right offer, you can get big results. So after that, we used the money from the event to film a course. We spent, I don't remember, 10 to 15K on a video team. We had a two-camera shot. We had a writer. We had a teleprompter. We had a professional lighting crew. We rented a space because we were just working out of somebody's basement. We didn't have an office space for that company. And so we rented an office space to give the illusion. And we didn't hire anybody, but we had people in the background working. It was a co-working space technically. So there were people there that made it kind of look like our office. And we filmed this course and hired a designer to make out the graphics and all that stuff. So the professional video team, they just filmed the bumpers, the intros, the outros of each module of the course. And then from there, we spent a few months which I recall being really difficult to fulfill because now we had these new coaching students who were counting on us. We oversold, by the way, we oversold a lot. We didn't know if anybody was going to buy the program, so we made it as sweet as possible. I remember finding out that there were coaching programs for around $20,000, and you look at the deliverables and it was a few live events a year, maybe a half day intensive and like a call a month. Well, we did four calls a month. We did one call a week with these coaching students around different areas of expertise that we knew in the speaking business. So it was really, really hard to fulfill. So imagine now we're trying to do our next thing, film this course, do another live event, fulfill on the coaching program that we had. There was only four of us on the team. There was an operations person, and then there was the leader of the company. Then there was me as a VP marketing type role. And then there was another guy who was content and kind of coaching. And I remember it being very, very stressful where we were trying to do a lot of things at once, moving incredibly quickly, trying to grow very, very fast. So probably a few months later, we got the course done. And then I remember around April, it was March or April of 2016, we launched the online course. There we sold the course via webinars, our own webinars. Remember on our very first webinar, we got over 10 people to buy it, sold it for around $1,000. And again, we high-fived. We had our first six-figure launch of a live event selling coaching. And then we had our first five-figure launch of a webinar just because 10 or 11 people bought a $1,000 thing. And that was a really cool feeling as well. It confirmed, hey, we're onto this. But I remember the reason that the fulfillment of the course was such a drag is we put everything into the course. It ended up being 20 plus hours of content. It was everything we've ever known about speaking and stages. And it was just way too much. So it took forever to film all of the contents of the course. It took forever to put the course into a learning management system, an LMS, so people could consume the course. It was very difficult. So the lesson we learned through that is don't put everything you've ever thought into your online course. My recent course, the 1 hour funnel, it's about 3 hours of content, just to give you some context. It's very specific. The videos are very short. There's a lot of space in there to breathe and to get an actionable result. Okay. That's a lesson learned there. But we knew we were onto something now. We had done a live event, sold a couple hundred thousand. We had this course now. We were selling a couple $1,000 a week or $10,000 a week. I forget our exact numbers on that. But pretty quickly, we sold about $100,000 of that course. The big break that we got was we had a self-publishing company. They taught people how to self-publish books. They promoted our course, and we got over 1,000 signups for a webinar, and we sold a bunch. It was probably, around $30,000 from that one webinar that we sold. And that's a big lesson there. How did we get that person to JV or joint venture for us? Well, we had helped him land some stages and we had used our expertise for free and done him a lot of favors. And then he kind of owed us one. And so he emailed his list a few times and lots of people signed up. I think about 1,200 people signed up. So our list at the time was probably about the same. And so our list doubled. And then we sold a bunch of stuff. We weren't really running a lot of Facebook ads at the time. It was just word of mouth. It was referrals. It was JV traffic. It was people sending people our content. And really the webinar was good. It was helpful. We were honing that in. We did dozens and dozens of webinars and then sold, like I said, I think around six figures of course sales. Another key distinction on the webinar is when we sold the course, it came with a ticket, one or two tickets to the live event. We were going to do our second live event in May. And that was a good strategy because that helped us get about 100 attendees at the second event. It was also in Colorado Springs, just like the first one. We made a similar offer. And at that event, I'm skipping around a little bit, but at that event, we made a similar pitch for about an $18,000 program. And we made about $400,000 roughly. I don't remember the exact numbers. 380, 420, I don't remember, but it was around $400,000 that we had sold in coaching and fulfillment at that event. We also did our first mastermind. Now, a mastermind is where you bring together people and you think about stuff and you do hot seats and you teach and there's lots of different formats, but typically we didn't really know what we were doing, but we just had some interesting people come into the room, people that were speakers at our event. They stayed for an extra day. We didn't charge for the mastermind. It probably had about 30 people that were in that room. And it was fine. Like it was great. You know, we could bring together powerful people that liked each other, that could teach, that could learn from each other. And then you're starting to be seen as the connector. And that's a really powerful frame to be in as well. So the lesson we learned from our second event, or lesson I learned at least in May 2016, is the power of having a mastermind, which will allow you to get more interesting people together. So, hey, begging somebody to come to your free event is a different ask than, hey, we're doing a mastermind. We'd love for you to teach at the mastermind. That just sounds cool. If you're a thought leader or a teacher, getting to teach at somebody's mastermind is a cool thing. The summer of 2016, now we have done two events. We've launched our online course. We started doing two-day implementation workshops. We realized we were really good at the implementation. and can help people do that. And so we rolled that out and that was great. And to my knowledge, this company now is still doing a lot of two-day workshops. So we built the platform for them to do multi seven figures in the second year. But in about our first 12 months, we did just under $1 million. I don't think we technically crested $1 million, but it was really, really close between those three events. I teed up the next part. We did another event that November. About 200 people were at that event, and we sold a similar, about 350, about $400,000 off that similar offer. Primarily workshops, some coaching, less done for you, and more deliverables. We also did a bigger mastermind. People had to pay for it. And we had about 30 people. We totally rented out a really, really nice resort here in Colorado Springs, a world-class resort. It only slept about 36 people. So we just bought out the whole thing, did it around Halloween, had really, really interesting speakers. So people I've mentioned on the podcast before, guys like Ryan Dice from Digital Marketer, Nicholas Kuzmich, and Yuri Elkheim, and just awesome people that were speakers at that mastermind. And same thing, they were blown away. The power of the mastermind was really starting to solidify in my mind because it gets really interesting people there where we would hire them to speak at the event and also stay for one more day to teach at the mastermind the next day, which is really, really a really powerful way to get interesting people, fascinating people involved. The second thing that I noticed, and here's the transition, if you're listening and you're wondering, well, why the heck did you leave that? You know, y'all were on a rocket ship to the moon, made about $1 million in your first year. And then that was in 2016. 2017, as far as I know, was a great year because I left. I left in December 2016, started to unwind. I told you there were four people there. The coaching guy left around November. I kind of knew I was leaving. He left right after the event. I was starting to transition out. The timing was just right to start to transition. And then I had an annual review with the CEO of that company. And now there was only three of us, and then started to transition away from that because I just felt like my heart was pulling me in a different direction. I don't know if you've ever been that way before, but technically now I've been on my own for about 2 years. At the time I was an employee. So a lot of people that listen to this podcast tell me that this is an interesting roadmap for them to understand how to possibly leave their 9-to-5 job. And that's what I did. I was basically an 8-to-5 job, 9-to-5. Actually, it was a lot more, right? Because it's a small business and you're just hustling all the time. So it was really a grind that year of a lot of hours, a lot of time at the office, a lot of time doing events. And we were just going every time. We'd finish something and then take 5 seconds off and go back and get ready for the next thing. And so it was really tough. But throughout that year, a lot of what we sold for those coaching programs included a half day or a full day of an intensive where people would fly into Colorado Springs. We would pick apart their business. We would show them how to leverage stages to grow their business. And as that happened, we would come up with really cool marketing ideas that we knew would be effective for their growth of their business. And more people than not told us, I don't have a person. I don't know how to implement that marketing strategy, whether it was Facebook ads or a webinar funnel or a speaking funnel or a selling from stage funnel or whatever. And that's when it really started to solidify in my brain as well. These interesting entrepreneurs with a multi six figure or seven figure business don't have a way to fulfill on what I'm really, really good at. And at the time I was a salaried W-2 employee. And so whether we sold $1 million or $10 million or $100,000, I was going to make the same salary. And that just kind of hit me, right? And other people, if you listen to the show for a while, you know, my wife and my close friends, they saw it before I saw it. I was holding on a little bit too long at the job. Like, no, I want to stay here. I want to keep growing this. I want to try to ask for a big raise. And everybody else was telling me that I should leave. So that became clear. That's a story for a different day. But it was based on the fact that we were doing coaching. I was seen as a leader in that room and as a peer. So people I used to really, I really respected, I used to and still do respect them, but now they were in the room learning from me, not just me, but our team, but learning from me and getting ideas from me. And that was a really interesting moment of my life where I thought, I bet I can start my own company and I can work with more people like these people that were coaching, helping them get a result with their marketing. And that was the thesis on which I founded Red Anchor Marketing. And when I jumped, I had a small book of business, and the rest is history, as they say. So that's the story from how I started my last seven-figure business from scratch. I was there for every dollar we made, every offer we made, every program we created, every training that we filmed. I was there on every webinar. And I wasn't the face of that company. I was behind the boards, pulling levers, pushing buttons, flipping switches to make the thing go. And that got me a lot of experience. I'm super grateful for it. The other question I get a lot is people ask if I wished I had transitioned out sooner. And I really don't, because I met some really interesting people, got a really large amount of really cool opportunities to experience while I was there. And I don't regret a second of it, even though it was really tough. And and then, you know, starting my own thing. So the lessons I learned along the way, the power of joint ventures, the power of people promoting our webinars for us back then, the power of believing in yourself, the power of having a lot of charisma and working really hard, the power of masterminds. And then the biggest lesson I learned as I was transitioning out to starting my own thing was the power of believing in yourself. I had so many limiting beliefs and fears and fogs as I was transitioning out. And again, I'll unpack that on another episode. But that's the story. That I've done it before. That company now, as far as I know, is a multi-7-figure company built on the foundational stuff that we did together, the frameworks that we created, the programs that we created, the workshops we created. There's different iterations of it now, and it's in its second and third and fourth phases, as far as I know. But I've done it before. That's why I'm just dumb enough to believe I can do it again. And we're going to continue to crank through with 1 hour funnel, and especially with these coaches and these investments that I've made in my business to continue to grow as fast as possible and shortcut the learning and avoid all the mistakes. Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of the Cody Builds a Business podcast. That was a longer episode, and thanks for hearing me out and hearing the case study of how I started this other company and got it really on a solid foundation where it could grow really quickly. As always, it'd mean the world to me if you take a second and leave a rating or review. Last time I checked, we only had 10 reviews. They were all 5-star, but 10 reviews on the podcast. So take a minute and leave a rating. It'd mean the world to me, and share this with anybody you think would get value from it as well.